G'day and welcome to the December Daily Inspiration Podcast. I'm Melissa Shannon, founder of Digital Scrapbooking Headquarters, and I'm here to share with you inspiration for your December memory keeping projects. Today we're going to talk about the prompts that I've used to help me record my December daily. Last year I set upon the idea of using single word prompts for my journaling for December daily. It's nothing world shattering. A lot of people use prompts on a daily basis to help them record parts of their lives. You can find a list of all the prompts I used last year at decemberdaily.com/19. So some of the prompts I've used each day were traditions. They gave me a chance to document the Christmassy type of things or the summer type of things that we're doing as a tradition each year. This could include birthdays, events, or little things like watching the cricket that we do each summer. Listening. Listening prompts me to write down something I've heard that day, either a funny phrase, a Christmas song, just something from my day that I want to remember. Singing. Well, this is a big part of Christmas for me because I love music and, of course, I love Christmas carols. But it's not always necessarily the most popular thing in my house. My husband's not a big fan of Christmas carols, at least not hearing the same ones played over and over again. So it allows me to write the stories about if we're singing, what we're singing, and our favourite carols. Decorating. Of course, another common prompt that you might find helpful as you decorate your home for Christmas or for winter or summer or whatever you're doing. Remembering. This helps me to find a place to write down the memories of Christmas past. Little things I remember, even if they're not Christmas related, I'll write them down and use them in my December daily. Organising. For me, the nice warm weather makes me want to do a little bit of spring cleaning or summer cleaning, I guess. I often do a bit of organising with the various things that are going on in our lives, whether that's writing Christmas lists, Christmas cards, or just doing a bit of tidying around the house. I'm a big cricket fan, and one of my favourite things to do is have my radio on and get to do some deep cleaning. So that's one of the things that I found myself referring to over and over again last year. Watching. Sport, Christmas movies, just a bit of reality television, family videos. What are you putting in front of your eyes? Are you going to sporting events? Are you watching children playing together? Are you watching your garden grow? Buying. Well, this is something I do quite a bit of in December, but I do try to buy things throughout the year. But you always find there's a few last minute things that need to be picked up. I'm not a minimalist by any stretch of the imagination, but I find that being a bit mindful about what I'm buying is good. And writing it down helps me. Giving. Of course, this season is all about giving, and I've made it an aim to write down the little ways that I'm giving. I felt kind of a bit embarrassed to put all these on my blog, so sometimes I just wrote them down in my diary, my memory logbook, which I use for that purpose. Receiving. What have you been receiving this season? Whether it's a smile, a new car, or a new member to the family, what have you received? Make a little note of it. Eating. Eating does seem to be a big part of celebrations, so why not record the special meals or even the boring daily meals? Last year I had gestational diabetes, so writing down what I was eating was something I did a lot of. It's maybe not the happiest memory, but it was a big part of my life last December. Realising. This prompt is a little bit introspective, and I guess it makes me look back on my day and see what's become clear to me through what's happened in the day. Realising how much someone's grown or how things have changed or how much they've stayed the same. It's just another prompt to get me thinking each December. Of course, this list of prompts isn't exactly exhaustive, and I certainly don't pretend to say that I write something related to every single prompt every day. But having these prompts help me to actually have something to write down. Otherwise, you can get to the end of a day and think, oh, I don't even know what I've done. So I tend to write them down in my memory logbook or write a draft post on my phone ready to go onto my blog each day to keep a record of my responses to the prompts. The prompts aren't the only thing I include in my December daily, but they're a great way to get started. What journaling prompts do you use? Do you use Chamelle Lane's Journal Your Christmas? Do you use another site? Why don't comment at decemberdaily.com/19 and let me know what you're doing. You'll also find over at the show notes a special gift just for you. My gift to you is a little bit of word art. Over the next few episodes, I'm going to be including a WordArt PNG file for you to print and use in your December Daily or to use in your digital pages. A little gift from me to help you document your December. So come back each episode and collect another piece. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen. If you'd like to see my list of prompts and pick up your word art, head over to decemberdaily.com/19.